Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, good evening, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. So great to have you with us. Thank you for joining this prayer time sponsored by Right Side Broadcasting Network. We have Bridget Seals here, and Brian Glenn from the team is also here, and also Priests for Life. We've got Alveda King here, who's going to help us to pray. And my goodness, Merry Christmas to everyone. We're right in the midst of the Christmas season, of course, which lasts now for some days into January. And we want this to be a time that is filled with the joy of Christmas and at the same time the intensity that we are all feeling with this election season still not over, both in terms of the presidential race and in terms of the Georgia Senate races. So, Alveda, if I could, I want to ask you a couple of times to take the lead here. Could I ask you to start with the opening prayer? I see another member who's trying to get in. I'm just going to run over and let them in on the controls. But if you could start us off with a prayer, that would be wonderful. Evangelist Alveda King, my friends, is a pastoral associate of Priests for Life and heads up our outreach called Civil Rights for the Unborn. Alveda, welcome.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. And friends, as we continue on in prayer, we've been praying together now for quite a little while, and it's been a blessing, and we came through Thanksgiving season, and we're in the midst of Christmas season now. A few days will be 2021, and our perspectives just depend on where our hearts are. So people are like, well, what's 2021 going to be like? Is it going to be worse than 2020? One, no, it won't be worse than 2020. And 2020 wasn't as bad as some of us want to say it has been. Now, we have had COVID. We've had the pandemic. We've had street riots. We've had crazy elections. However, what I have noted and noticed during that time, during Thanksgiving and Christmas, people tended to pay more attention to people this time. Not things, not material things, not, oh, can we travel? Can we run here? Can we run there? And interestingly enough, when a person has on a mask, you have to focus a little more to connect with the person. I noticed I was in a store somewhere recently and we both had on masks, and I had gotten the habit of looking down, looking away because I had on the mask. I couldn't really see. And the person paused again and said, thank you so much, and definitely made eye contact with me, and I made eye contact back. And I said, wow, we're still people. So I believe that there were some ups and downs in 2020. We're still finishing the year out. And next year may be that same way, but we need to look for the glory of God in everything we do. I am going to pray, but there's a song. It's not a Christmas song or anything like that, but I was just thinking about On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. And we have to stand there while we're praying for the president, the administration, for our country, our families, ourselves, our enemies. We have to do all of that, but to remain Christ-focused. Christ was born as a little baby. Christ was already Christ, the Word of God. Then was born as a little baby boy, grew up and lived and ministered in the earth, died on the cross at Calvary for our sins, went into hell and defeated Satan, rose again and is now our high priest. All of that is part of our beautiful inheritance. So the song kind of goes like this. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Now, right now, Father God, when the polls say this and the polls say that, the polls even say young people don't believe in God, that most of them are atheists nowadays, that's not even true. The polls are asking the wrong questions. Instead of asking people, do you care about God? Do you believe in God? We need to ask people, do you want to know more about God? Wouldn't you like to know who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for you? So, Father, we do know Jesus. We know you as Father through Christ. We know Holy Spirit. And as we pray tonight for President Trump, he said he was going to drain the swamp. It's really you doing it using him. I think he knows that too. But as he continues on this mission, strengthen him with might in his inner man. Let him be encouraged and not weary in well-doing. Take care of him and his family and those who love him and who are close to him. Even the enemies who are around him and wish him harm or just have selfish ambitions, Lord, deal with them as only you can and you will. Your ways are not our ways and your thoughts are not our thoughts, Lord. So help us to align with that mind of Christ that you give us the opportunity to have and the teachings and guidance of the Holy Spirit with you. And it won't be by might, it won't be by power, Father God, but it'll be by your Spirit. So we thank you for your Spirit that has been exemplified in a beautiful way during this Christmas season, And so we thank you for that too. Bless everyone who's on this call praying and joining in together and continue to guide our hearts and our thoughts in the days ahead. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Alveda King. Stay on with us. I'm going to read a scripture and offer a thought. But Alveda, then I want to come back to you with a question that has to do with, your dad and your uncle, Martin Luther King Jr. You know, they fought so hard for the right to vote. And I want to talk about that in the midst of this current effort to make sure our elections are fair. There's a very, very important perspective on that. And nobody better to answer it than you. But friends, we are in the height of the Christmas season. I just want to read a passage from the Christmas gospel and also apply it to this prayer intention that we all have here tonight for the president, for our nation, and for these elections. The shepherds were watching over their flocks in the middle of the night. And we read in Luke chapter 2, verse 8, there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Messiah and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." We all know, of course, that part of the beauty of the Christmas message is that this announcement of the birth of the all-powerful Savior didn't come to the powerful. It came to the lowly. And that's a sign for all the ages. Blessed are the lowly. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those when they exclude you. Those that are on the outskirts of society, those that are looked down upon, they are the ones who receive God's favor first. And this Messiah who was born, furthermore, comes as a baby. God wants to make himself approachable for us. He wants us to know that he's as approachable as is a little baby. And furthermore, he is not just the Messiah of the Lord, that is, a Messiah sent by God to accomplish an important mission. This is what the prophets were foretelling. But God went even further. The announcement is that this is Messiah and Lord, that God came himself. in order to save us, that he was not content simply with sending a messenger or someone else to accomplish the mission. All of this actually not only is the basis of our salvation in Jesus Christ, his birth giving him, of course, then the ability to offer that body, that blood, that humanity that he took upon himself at Christmas, to offer that on the cross, but also Christmas revolutionizes politics. This is something that we can contrast with the politics of the pagans, which was that the law proceeds from the mouth of the king. The king can wake up, make a decree. Nobody has any input into it or recourse against it. The law comes from the mouth of the king. The people didn't matter. But if we, in fact, have been sent a Messiah who is God, if this announcement has come to the lowly, and if as a result of Christmas, God, who takes on our humanity, enables us humans to take on his divinity, and that's, of course, where the whole exchanging of gifts at Christmas comes from. It's the exchanging of natures. Our humanity is given to God. His divinity is given to us. Well, then, if we're sons and daughters of God, well, that means, brothers and sisters, that we matter. The people do matter. And therefore, politics is transformed. Because we can no longer have rulers who, you know, as Jesus criticized the rulers of his day, those who lord it over their subjects among the Gentiles. No, he said, it cannot be that way with you. The greatest will be the servant, because now we are all sons and daughters of the king. That revolutionizes politics and ends up being the basis, and our founding fathers understood this, ends up being the basis of representative government. It ends up being the basis of we the people having the power, we the people having the voice, we the people being able to govern ourselves, and if necessary, to make the changes that are required to make sure that the people remain in control. This is what's at stake right now with this election. And you know, some people wonder, oh, what is all the fighting about? You know, you should accept the results of the election. Well, first of all, the results of the election are simply not clear in a lot of states. But secondly, the fact of the matter is we're fighting for more than the outcome of a particular election. We're fighting for our freedom. And we're fighting for the fact that the power to govern ourselves cannot be taken away from us. Where do we exercise that power? In the vote, first and foremost. And this is, Alvita, where I want to come back to you with a simple observation and then get your comments on it. As the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. and the daughter of Reverend A.D. King, his brother. And that is about voting. One of the arguments that's being made now, that has been made throughout this whole controversy, is the following: that if somebody manufactures a false ballot, if somebody runs a ballot through a machine multiple times, if a state counts ballots that are not supposed to be counted, okay, because they weren't filled out or received according to the state law, and all of these things have happened in this election of 2020, not a few ballots here and there, okay? As you know, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of ballots in several different states, all of which easily change the outcome of the election. Well, then, every time something like that happens, it disenfranchises the rest of us who cast a legal ballot. In other words, if I show up at the polling place and I'm told, sorry, you can't vote today, that's exactly the same thing that happens if I go ahead and I do vote, but meanwhile, somebody else in some other polling place has either destroyed a good ballot, manufactured a fake one, or counted the same ballot multiple times. It nullifies my right to vote. Now, the right to vote was a key struggle for the civil rights movement and for your family, Alvita, and for the whole foundation and progress of civil rights was very much revolved around voting. I wonder how your dad and your uncle, if they were still with us in the midst of this national crisis, what would they be saying? How would they be fighting back? What would they be telling us? Would they be saying, do you think, just everybody just, you know, get along. We got to have a spirit of unity and, you know, don't fight about this? Or would they be saying something different?
Wonderfully, you've heard me say this many times, Father Frank. People say, well, what would Jesus do? Or what would Jesus say? Or what would God say? And thankfully, we have the Holy Bible that tells us exactly what they would say or think. People who've never met you might wonder, what would Father Frank say? All they have to do is to get your books and read your books, because you have said what you have to say. I have, many of us have, and blessedly, my uncle wrote quite a few books. And so in his different books, he would say in his speeches, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We don't have to guess what he would say. We have those words. It is very unjust to have a system where you have promised people the right to vote and that our votes would be fairly cast. And then to have all of these discrepancies, irregularities, and really just fraudulent activities around the poll. So I don't have to imagine my uncle would say something. I know he would say injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. A fraudulent election is unjust on so many elections. And we have to know that and be aware of that.
Thank you for that, Alvita. And, you know, it's just so powerful, the moment that we are in now. It's really a learning process for everybody about what this freedom to vote is. And we pray now, and let's remain in this mode of prayer. We pray now, Father, that the very event that we are living through now will deepen, first of all, the understanding that our fellow citizens and our children have about the precious right to vote and how it is a right that in so many ways protects all the other rights that we have. We pray, Lord, that there would be an introspection, a self-reflection, an examination of conscience at this moment nationally, asking us, are we preserving this sacred right in every way that we can? Let there be, Lord God, an opening of the minds and hearts of our fellow citizens who may be looking at us in a critical way, wondering why we are not moving on from this election. But open their hearts, Lord, to understand what it is that we are fighting for, because we are fighting also for them. We are fighting for their rights as much as for our own. Help us, Lord, furthermore, to unite in strength around our leaders. I want to thank the Lord tonight for the example, first of all, of our president. He is not backing down. He is not bending or compromising or backing away or relenting in any way, shape, or form. He is moving forward with a strong conviction in this moment that this is what he is called to do, because this is what he has done from day one. As he always says, we are restoring power to you, the American people. And as he has been doing, and just today he took another step to restore power to the American people by taking various executive actions to strengthen the ability of parents to send their children to the school of their choice. He has enabled financial assistance to go to them in the midst of this ongoing China virus, where so many schools remain closed. He has made funding available not only to help children who are going to public schools, but also religious schools and various other types of private schools, even homeschooling. And it shows, again, his commitment to keeping power in the hands of the American citizens and their families. We thank you, Lord, for his example. We thank you for the empowerment that he continues to give to us as citizens. We thank you, Lord, for the example of those on his team who are fighting to restore honesty and fairness in these elections. We thank you for Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who just over the Christmas holiday issued yet another update showing that there is much activity going on in the states, still much activity going on in the courts, still all kinds of evidence being uncovered. That should make us absolutely confident and absolutely convinced, first of all, that the president won this election by very large margins, and secondly, that the numbers simply do not add up for Mr. Biden, no matter how people look at it. Anyone with an open mind can look at this evidence and see the numbers simply don't add up. And Lord, we ask that light continue to shine in darkness, that minds and hearts continue to open up, and that more and more people continue to learn the evidence that is out there and take the time to listen to people like Mayor Giuliani and the legal team, take the time to listen and read the documents that have been submitted to the courts, including the Supreme Court, and Lord, that this information would help us to fight and to fight even harder. And Lord, we thank you for the example of Speaker Newt Gingrich, who continues to be, as former Speaker of the House, nevertheless a vibrant current voice in our American politics, and how he has said over these recent days that he is simply not accepting the supposed victory of Joe Biden, but rather that he is fighting this as hard as can be, and that he has never felt so so upset or disenfranchised throughout his whole political career as at this moment. That this Lord shows in a seasoned and intelligent, experienced leader like Speaker Gingrich. It shows the seriousness of the moment at which we have arrived, when he can say publicly that he does not accept the alleged results of this election. Lord, we are at a serious moment in our history, and we all need to pay attention at about what is at stake here, and to bring this cause, Lord God, not only to our fellow citizens, but to bring this cause to the court of you, Almighty God, to the court of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the ruler of all nations, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And so, Lord, this is what we do here tonight. This is what we do here with your grace, by your Spirit, in union with one another, with patriots and believers across the country. We come to you with a cause, O Lord, that is just, not springing from our imagination, not springing from hurt feelings. No, Lord God, this is a cause for justice, honesty, fairness. Lord, look with favor on this cause, as you have looked with favor on similar causes throughout history, throughout salvation history. And give us, therefore, the confidence to know that we are fighting on your side, O God, and that you will give success to the work of our hands. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. And Alvita, could I ask you, usually say the Lord's Prayer in these prayer meetings. Would you be able to sing the Lord's Prayer for us tonight?
I actually can do that. That'll be fine. All right. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Amen. Hallelujah. Friends, civilrightsfortheunborn.com. Connect with Alvita and her work with us here at Priests for Life. And of course, rsbnetwork.com, the website of Right Side Broadcasting. Stay connected not only on the website, but in the social media. And we want to give you a call to action here tonight at several things going on and coming up. Along with the basic need to keep educating our fellow citizens, now's the time. But go to prolifevote.com and you'll see the action items both for the presidential race, which at this point there are still state legislators that need to be contacted and encouraged because they can take action based on all this evidence that has been amassed, and your members of Congress, your representative in the House, and your two senators, January 6th is coming up very quickly. If you contact them now, and you'll probably have to go to them now at this point, it's the Christmas week, so in their home districts, but it's time for them to hear from you, if you haven't done so already, that you want them speaking up on January 6th. It's up to the Congress. Congress has the ultimate authority here to fix any problems with elections. And when they receive those electoral votes, they have to say yay or nay. Let them know that you're concerned about the votes in the disputed states and that you want them to be equally concerned. Look at the evidence themselves. Don't presume that they've read through the evidence. Tell them you want them to. And you want them to speak up on January 6th. And make sure that these errors are corrected. So now's the time for action. And then, of course, on that very same day, there will be, and the president has invited Americans to come to Washington to express their views on that day. Again, going back to the theme from before, we the people. Govern ourselves. We the people have a voice. And so this gathering on January 6th in Washington will be crucial for our freedom and a beautiful expression of what this fight is all about. So stay connected too with the president on his Twitter account at Real Donald Trump, and of course with his team at Team Trump. These are all very, very important connections for us all to be making, and stay connected with. Let's all stay connected with one another. And Bridget, I know that Right Side Broadcasting will be covering that event on January 6th. We're looking forward to that. Those of us who won't be able to be there in person. Any final thoughts that you have for tonight's broadcast?
It's good to be back after hopefully everybody had a Merry Christmas. I appreciate Father Frank for leading us. Now, Vita, thank you for joining. We love when you are on, and thank you for singing tonight. And to Petri and Brian, who were able to hop on. I know some people have some travel plans and weren't able to, but.
Hi, Petri. Well, thank you all, brothers and sisters. Let's move forward with great confidence. Be at peace. Celebrate Christmas. Welcome the new year. But take action, too. Take that action and let's go forward with great confidence. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he send his spirit upon you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with kindness and give you his peace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father Frank Pavone here. God bless you all, and we'll talk to you soon.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.